Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The league has learned, like, things are cyclical when it comes to these threes, right? But this team wants to shoot threes, correct? They've said it over and over.
They want to shoot threes, but they also want balance.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They want balance. I know Steve Kerr before the season said we want to shoot a lot of threes.
I mean,
a lot of threes. He said that. He did. But don't forget about the mid-range game, please.
Well, sure.
I'm saying
yeah,
Warriors.
I'm looking at their combinations and
Kobe.
I think they should experiment with Quentin Post in the starting lineup just to start with. I want to see what it looks like, and I want to see that opening lineup with a stretch big. And I think you can unlock some things in that first quarter. Them not getting off to good starts in the first quarter has been a problem for them.
Yeah. No, it was. It has been.
Did I say something ridiculous?
No, Spadoni. He played a Kobe dropping. I may have flipped him off.
Because he's the king of the mid-range, right?
KD.
Actually, I mean, I don't think Mello. Of Kobe as the king of the mid-range.
He's not the king. He just is synonymous with it.
Rip Hamilton.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I mean...
Sure, yeah.
DeRozan?
Yeah, you know, he sucked. Mello? Yeah, no, he was horrible.
Mello, exactly.
Nobody said he was horrible.
No, he was bad. No, he stunk.
Yeah. Who,
no
Kobe?
One said that.
No, he's so sensitive over there.
No.
Damn. He's a three-level scorer. Kobe's one of the great ones.
No, he's not synonymous with mid-range game. You're right. He's not.
Jimmy Butler?
Michael sure. Jordan.
Yeah. Quinn Post. Yeah.
No, Quinn Post threes, bro.
Dee Santos. Yeah. Ty Jerome.
I mean, I just go Sean Livingston.
Anthony Lamb.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Death Taxes at a Sean Livingston mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
From the elbow. That's pretty good.
Body
Walker.
I'm looking at this lineup right now, and I'm saying to myself, like, all right, it feels like whoever the two guard is, or the guy who starts alongside Steph Curry, it's been all over the place. Buddy, they've gone Dennis, they've done Pods, they've done Moody, they experimented with Wiggins and Kuminga. Given who's available, who would you start at the two next game, just to give it a look?
Well,
who do you like right now?
I need more size. I need size at the two guard spot.
Size matters. Look,
I want Moody to play. I wouldn't mind Moody starting,
okay,
to be honest with you.
All right.
But I guess you start off with Buddy to try to get him going. I know Buddy's been, 1-7 last night, 0-5 from 3.
Who do you trust more, Lindy Waters with an open 3 or Buddy Hield?
Buddy. I'm not, Buddy. I'm not going to get crazy here, Buddy. But you know, the whole starting lineup thing, yes, you need to get off to faster start. So what lineup can jump start you to get off to a faster start? Because that is a thing with this team. Starting off slow, even last night they started off slow. They're down 22-6. Like, damn. Well, it's gonna be one of them games. Love it. You gonna say something? So I don't know where you go with the starting lineup. To be honest, I don't know. I gotta get healthy first to see what's going on here. I think they do need to, though. February 6th, what you've been saying, the two-guard spot.
It's the spot.
The Schroeder, Steph Curry, starting backcourt, too small.
I agree.
Schroeder, GP2, Curry, backcourt, to start a game, too small. GP2, Curry, a little too small. I do think you need an upgrade at the two-guard spot. I'm with you on that one. I would like a wing defender, but with the development of Quentin Post and Gee Santos, I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, I got some stretch bigs who could shoot.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so let me upgrade there. That's where the Buddy Hield contract and the Schroeder contract, what can you get from that? Whether it's Zach LaVine or a two-guard spot, I do think you need to upgrade that two-guard spot and get a little size there at that position.
Look, watching the game last night, there were two players that have been linked to the Golden State Warriors for quite some time. Obviously, the big, Vooch, and then obviously Zach LaVine. I'm more intrigued watching Zach LaVine than I ever have been. He's a guy that, didn't love the contract, didn't know about the fit, this, that, and the other. I think they need to swing. I think they need to deal some of these expiring deals and acquire something that can not only help them for the now, but into the future. Because if you go into the draft and you're hoping to solve all your answers in the draft, getting a middle round pick is very difficult to get a difference maker. Even though they've got, it feels like a nice little piece in Quentin Post, like that's very rare to get a second round pick who can help you at all, let alone, help you in year one. So I would probably package something with the expiring contracts, but then you have to bundle one of the Andrew Wiggins or the Draymond Green contracts, and you have to staple that with picks to go get someone like Zach LaVine. I would do it. I think Curry and Zach, and if you can keep Wiggins, great. You know, if you have to surrender Kuminga, God, I wouldn't be very reluctant to do that. But at this point, I think they need to swing, and they need to swing while they've got these expiring contracts. And I would try to do everything I can to staple some future firsts and go get myself Zach LaVine. As bold as that is and as risky as it is, and as much as I don't love the money left on the deal, you got to do something here. Otherwise, you're going to lose some of these assets. Schroeder's probably a guy that goes in a deal like that.
Yeah. I don't know what parts you would move. I'm not going to get into specifics on players about moving this guy, moving that guy, but I'm just looking at upgrades on the roster. Maybe you can upgrade the two spot. Maybe you can upgrade the five spot. Well, we don't know. A lot of people think they're in a bad position. I think the Warriors are actually not in a bad position. I don't think
they're
in
the worst. Why do you say that?
Because their finances, they're under the first apron.
Uh-huh.
You have your draft capital. You have expiring contracts. You know you can't be in the middle of the NBA. We all know that. You don't want to be in the middle of the NBA. But you still have Steph Curry, who, by the way, Steph Curry started the All-Star game. It is the 11th All-Star game here in the Bay Area. Steph Curry, 11th All-Star game he'll be starting, which, of course, will be here in San Francisco and representing the Bay Area, of course. So Steph Curry, shout out to you for making another All-Star team. Well deserved. I know I have Steph playing at a high level still to this day. Is he the same Steph, say, 5 years ago, 2 years ago? He's 36 years old. Of course, there's going to be a small decline. But he's still as devastating towards an opponent, and he's on top of the game plan where teams are face-guarding him 94 feet, doubling him once he crosses half court, not letting him get a shot off. You see Keegan Murray all over him as a 6'9 defender. So I know I still have that presence. So how can I keep this thing rolling with him and give him a shot? Let him roll the dice in a 7-game series. That's what I want to see, Shask. I want to see him in a 7-game series. Oh, my gosh. Just to see how much he scares the living crap out of an opponent. So can you approve the two-guard spot? Maybe that's it. But they're in a good spot. Expiring contracts. Money's going to be come off the books. I think you have tradable assets. We'll see what happens, though. But I like the way they've been patient in the way they're operating. Don't get it twisted. Just because nothing happened, they're not working a phone line. Some people just think they're sitting on their ass and not doing anything, and they're cool watching the team go 500. No, that front office, that ownership group is working to try to improve this basketball team. They have a championship mindset. They might not have, say, a championship team right now, a roster, but this organization now has a championship mindset where they're thinking big. So don't think for a second they're not working to try to get better.
No, I think they are. So, like, right now, they have $156 million committed to next year's salary cap, right? And, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, all right, all the young guys are great value on a team that's got some top-heavy contracts. And the first apron's about 177, 178, right, give or take, right? And it's very difficult, even if you let these $32 million in expiring contracts, which is Lindy Waters, Looney, GP2, Dennis, expire. If you just let them expire, it's difficult to bring something in and stay under that apron, because then all everything starts getting frozen. You got to kind of deal some of this stuff right now, whether that's clearing other money to give yourself wiggle room under the apron to acquire something in the offseason, or whether that's to get something now so that you know what your books look like for next year. And that's why I keep coming back to Zach. It's cost controlled. Oh. You know the price point. And can you get creative in a 3 or 4 team deal where Buddy, Kyle Anderson, and some combination of these picks with either Wiggins or Draymond? Like, we're kind of pointing at those two with Schroeder. They've got contracts and they've got options. This next 2 weeks, I'm going to have a good feel of what they think going into the offseason, too.
I wonder, what's the cap going up to next year? Because the cap is going to go up over the next couple years
know.
With these TV deals, and that's going to be interesting to see how much cap space.
These are all estimated.
Yeah, these are all estimated. So I know the cap. If the cap does go up, I wonder how much more wiggle room they would have. That's going to be very interesting there. But shout out Steph Curry making the All-Star game. Spino, do you got something on that?
I certainly do, Bonte Hill. It's projected to be, and this is per New York Times, $154.6 million is the projected projected salary cap, and $187.9 for the luxury tax threshold.
So, interesting. Given that, they have $156. If they don't move, if they let the Looney, GP2, Dennis, and Lindy expire, and they just keep all the other guys that they have under contract, they're at $156. So they're $2 million over the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So again, like as we look at this, I think as we're being pragmatic as Warrior fans, I look at Buddy, Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, GP2, Looney, Lindy Waters. Like they got to do some movement here. I think that there's going to be some movement here. And it's either we're acquiring something and we're clearing some decks to afford this guy moving forward, or we're clearing the decks because we think we have a shot at landing someone, and we got to get under the salary cap to be able to afford that.
Yeah, it's going to be very, 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 very interesting. But meanwhile, the Lakers come to town tomorrow, and this is another opportunity for these youngsters. We're going to see a lot more about posts at Santos against the Lakers, who are buttoned up. But right now, the Lakers are playing good basketball. You can't knock them for that. I can't stand the damn Lakers. You know how I feel about L.A. and the Lakers.
The Lakers!
They're playing their asses off right now, and they blew out the Celtics last night. Blew them out, although the Celtics were in the back end of a back-to-back, and they probably got the L.A. flu by hanging out in L.A. for too long. But the Lakers, 117-96, and AD's playing well, and AD made the point yesterday after we played that Bill Simmons trade rumor about AD coming to the Warriors, his hypothetical. AD believes, dude, we're one or two pieces away from really making a run at this thing in the Western Conference. So, you know, they are 24-18. They're fifth place in the West. It's a big game for the Warriors. Big game tomorrow, and it's a big game for guys who want to play more.
I mean, you mentioned it real quick, Bonte. I have to play the latest. You mentioned Bill Simmons. Have you heard the latest rumor that Bill Simmons is hearing?
Oh, is this this morning?
Let me play it for you.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Bob Myers helped Washington with the football team, right? He was on that advisory committee, and I just feel like he's looming with the Sixers thing, and I don't think I'm alone. There's been some Bob Myers Philly buzz that I think has been building because I think he had a good experience with Josh Harris. If there is a fall guy, which we talked about earlier, it's going to be Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey.
Bob Myers to the Sixers. What would you guys think about that?
Philadelphia.
They're in a weird spot. That's an odd job.
You know what, though? If there's anybody who can handle that media market,
sure,
it's Bob. He'd be able to navigate that.
He would miss us.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine?
Him going on to Fanatic or WIP?
That's what I was thinking.
I think the Fanatic is a home of the Sixers, right?
I don't know.
The Fanatic is a home.
Dumas would be happy. Relationship.
Dumas would be great. Oh, yeah. Dumas is, I talked to him the other day, man. They're getting ready for a Super Bowl in New Orleans.
97.5 the Fanatic, correct.
Yeah, the Fanatic.
Sixers.
So Bob Myers could. That's an interesting rumor.
That is interesting.
Because I think Bob will get back into it. Broadcasting is, he's cool with it and whatnot, but I think he thinks some of the personalities he works with might be a little crazy.
Bonte, I watched the Bucks last night, and that's kind of been the name that the Warriors have been linked to over and over. Giannis. Like, a lot of the rhetoric, whether it's the speculation or reality, is like, they're holding out for Giannis. That team has the second or third best record in the NBA since November 12th.
Yeah, I know. And they're fourth in the East.
Yeah, and they're all old. Like, that team is built. They're trying to go on a run right now. Like, that's the idea. I think it's a very, very, very slim possibility that Giannis is ever available for the Warriors.
Do you know what, though? Let's see how it ends.
Well, of course.
How does it end?
Don't you have to have a feel? It's like, this is where I'm going. Yeah. And you keep talking about the offseason, which you make good points. But I feel like this team has a good feel about what really is on table for the offseason. And if there is no logical Giannis, like, if that's just, come on, that's a prayer and a Hail Mary.
Yeah,
and they need to swing right now at the deadline. Last year, they didn't use the expiring deals, and we're kind of like, ugh.
But we don't know who's available right now. And as Bobby Marks said,
their job is
Bobby
to know.
Marks, yeah, but they are. They do know. I mean, just because they're not telling us, they don't have to tell us everything. Hey, you know what it is, too? It's not you. I'm not even coming down your road about this, but it feels like this entitlement. Like, I'm seeing it in the NFL, right? Everybody's going crazy over what the Niners, who are they interviewing? They don't have to tell us a damn thing about who they're interviewing. Matter of fact, I prefer them not to tell us.
Well, last
keep
year,
everything
they,
in house.
They brought in Nick Sorensen, right. So they kind of lost a little credibility.
But they've given us a great run.
No
all
doubt.
Right, Sorensen, but you guys all want to see Volk's gone. You know what I'm saying? Fired. I'm like, Steve Volk's ain't the problem right
Steve's
now.
Steve's unemployed.
Anyway, but he is unemployed.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
All the jobs are filled up by the time he got fired anyway. And he's been in the league a long time. He's got credibility. But, when I see Twitter and the Jets have just conducted an interview and so-and-so, and they hire Aaron Glenn finally, but the Patriots have conducted interviews with Pep Hamilton and, Byron Leftwich. They don't have to tell us anything. Like, did the Raiders tell us anybody? All we knew about with the Raiders were Ben Johnson, right? Was there any other rumors about anybody else they interviewed?
No, not rumors or anything. They just said they interviewed, because every team does now. So they just said Pete Carroll, I think Steve Spagnuolo, Rob Saleh.
But what does that have?
What it has to do with, where the Warriors are saying they know what's out there. They're making phone calls. They don't have to reveal what's open on the market. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. But what I'm saying is that if I'm weighing the options and I'm looking at this, like their opportunity to make a swing, even if it's an overpay, feels like right now. This feels like the time.
We don't really know what's out there because of the CBA. Do teams want to take our money?
The
picks
Bulls
worth
right
it?
Now want expiring deals.
They want expiring deals and they want picks.
Yeah.
Casey Johnson told us they want picks. So do you want to give up picks for those players that we saw last night? Like Zach LaVine and Vuk, right? They're so good. They got beat by 25 last night.
Well, yeah.
25.
That's not good.
And they had, but they played Monday against the Clippers. They had Tuesday off. They had Wednesday off. And they come in and chase in or get rolled. Are we sure that trading picks and assets to the Bulls for LaVine and Vuk is going to make this team better?
I don't know. It's not about are you sure. Because, we don't know. We never know in sports. I think you got to risk it to get the biscuit. And, that's where we're at. This is, I like a lot of the young players. I do. I like a lot of the young players. We got a bunch of old used parts that have value because of their expiring deals, and you need to utilize them. It's about asset allocation.
I hear you. I hear you. But you got to be careful on who you trade with and what you trade for before giving up assets, because we all wanted him to trade for Paul George. We all wanted that. A lot of people wanted that. We took calls on it left and right. It's like, I don't know about Paul George.
Do you think LaVine could be a player that they could use right now? Not knowing what he costs or whatever, just right now. Is he a good player that can really help this team?
He's a really good player.
I think
he's
so,
he's a
too.
Really good player, but it's going to cost a lot to go get him.
Sure. Sure.
And are you willing to say if the Bulls say, we want Andrew Wiggins? Willing to give up Wiggins?
If I'm weighing all the options, and one of the scenarios is, you know, we wait, and then possibly there's nothing in the offseason, which could alienate Steph Curry even more, or I swing and he's on board with this particular, any move you're going to make, he's going to be on board with it. You swing a little and like you go for it. Like, to me, I think that the Steph factor does play into this.
But Steph just told us last week, put the Twitter fingers down and shut the hell up.
Outwardly.
We're working. We're working. That was a shot.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
Yeah, do we got the Curry quote? Because I think we need to replay that. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
His athleticism would be greatly utilized. It would be great.
No, I'm not. But the cost to go get him and the money and the price tag that he has on his contract. Oh, my Lord.
So what's the amount of picks that you would say is too much? Because next year's is probably going to be a middle round pick. What you do when you make a trade like this is you say, hey, if we get LaVine, we're making it into the box. We're going on a playoff run. We think that pick is going to be somewhere between 12 and 18.
The Bulls, we talked to Casey Johnson yesterday. We talked to Slater the other day. And these guys are as tapped in as anybody out there. And actually, you know what? I was talking to Matt Kolsky. Shout out to Matt Kolsky. Yeah. I called him last week about the Chicago sports teams and everything. And he's a diehard Bulls fan. He's been going to Bulls games since, you know, Chicago Stadium days when they had Jordan and Pippen. The Bulls are notoriously sticklers for the way they move and operate and how they deal. And so if they do make a deal, they're going to want not just one first-round pick. They're going to want multiple picks. They're going to treat Zach LaVine like the ball at the dance, the bell at the ball. You know what I mean?
So 2, 3, 4, what's your threshold?
I think I may be cool off just trading with them. Can I go elsewhere and find another two-guard with less maintenance on a cheaper contract? And I don't know who that is right now because I don't know what's available out there right now on the open market. Again, teams are working differently with this new CBA. We got to factor this in. It's going to be harder and harder and harder to make deals in this league. So what do you do? Do you get another guy with an expiry contract, or do you take on Zach LaVine, who has 3 years and over $45 million on the deal? I don't know. I don't know if that's worth it.
Even if
because,
I took LaVine off the board.
Because like Wiggins right now, what's the difference between Wiggins and LaVine? LaVine is making 45% of his threes, no doubt about it. But can he defend like Andrew Wiggins? I'm getting great production from Wiggins this year.
No, I don't want to surrender. No, in this hypothetical, I'm doing everything I can to not surrender Wiggins. Like that's ideally is what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Which again brings us in, probably Draymond is the guy who you have to staple into this one. But I do think with Buddy and Kyle Anderson, with the multi-year deals that they have and the amount of money that they're making, one or both have to be included with some expiring contracts to be out the door. You need to,
no doubt.
You need to get some veterans that Kerr is going to pivot back to when in times of crisis, he will always pivot. And I get it because, you know, he likes the vets. He's going to pivot back to the vets. I need to see the young guys. So I got to hollow out some of these roster spots on here.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.